eyes, O Lord, save me, my God, deliver.
Welcome to The Firmly Planted Tree, a podcast dedicated to the reading of the Psalms for strength in our daily walk and to delight in the law of the Lord. I'm Joey Hawkins, and like the tree planted by the waters, may God's word establish you in righteousness.
The Lord alone deliverance sends, no other source of help have we.
Psalm 31, to the choir master, a psalm of David. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake you lead me and guide me. You take me out of the net they have hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. I hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul, and have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. Because of all my adversaries, I have become a reproach, especially to my neighbors, and an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I have been forgotten like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. For I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them go silently to Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, which speak insolently against the righteous in pride and contempt. O, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, and worked for those who take refuge in you in the sight of the children of mankind. In the cover of your presence you hide them from the plots of men. You store them in your shelter from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I was in a besieged city. I had said in my alarm, I am cut off from your sight, but you heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help. Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Well, good morning to you who are listening. I say good morning. I realize you might be listening to this any time of the day, but I release this typically in the morning. Glad to be coming back to you after a week away. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm definitely very blessed here. I'm actually sitting now recording this at a new desk here in my office, and it's a beautiful oak desk that a friend of mine made. And it's a joy to be with you and share together. Again, I'm excited to begin now into the 30s with Psalm 31 together. And there's two verses that really stood out to me, which is fitting because I like, as John Goldengay says, it's a prayer that has to be prayed twice. That if you look at Psalm 31 in the structure, it is essentially two prayers in one, where it affirms God acting on behalf of David, and then another time it goes through his complaints and his woes, the suffering he's enduring, and yet again affirming that God will answer. But two verses really stand out to me. The first is verse 5, and it is familiar to us as Christians. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Of course, this is echoed in Luke 23, verse 46, when Jesus, in his death on the cross, prays Psalm 31, verse 5, and says, into your hands I commit my spirit, praying out to the Father and ultimately committing then his life to his hands and to the righteous judgment of God. And certainly it's one that then stands very true for us, that it that is this thing that we consistently pray as we read elsewhere, that many Christians, as we come to our end of our life, we pray this prayer, "Into your hand I commit my spirit." And we pray this prayer anytime we are in danger or facing trials of any kind. But again, it's this idea that the trust that is expressed in Psalm 31 is really summed up into that statement that God is the one who holds David's soul and spirit in his hand. John Goldengay, in his commentary, says this. He says, let's go find here, "Jesus likewise knew that he was to receive his spirit back. He was not giving it up forever. In other words, this is not a statement that simply accepts the end of life, but one that also works with the fact that God can and will continue to give us life. "Thus into your hands I entrust my spirit," verse 5a, and "my times are in your hand," verse 15a, are two ways of saying the same thing. And it's really that second verse that he references there that stood out to me as well, and that is the title for our episode today, verse 15. It says, "My times are in your hand, rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors." I love that idea that our times and my time here on this earth is in God's hand. And so this whole psalm is a statement of trust in God, that our very soul and our very salvation and being beyond this life are in his hand, but our time here on earth is in the very hand of God. And I think we have really two simple applications that I want to make. And again, we could spend so much time in many of these longer psalms, but let's look at a couple applications for us then. Verse 6, "I hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but trust in the Lord." In order for us to live as if our hands are committed, as if our spirit is committed to God, and as if our times are in his hand, we must trust in the Lord and not worthless idols. As Charles Spurgeon said, redemption is a solid basis for confidence. And so we trust in the Lord because he has saved us. He has redeemed us from sin. But we also know that therefore we cannot place our confidence in worthless idols. And again, oftentimes we avoid this or skirt these issues by saying that we are sensible modern people who do not believe in such silly things as idols. But James chapter 4, verses 14 through 17 reminds us that there are other things that we can place our trust in. It's the pride that we hold certainly within ourselves. James 4, verse 14, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance." That really is placing our trust in worthless idols, and that David says he hates those who do such thing. And he says that again and again throughout the Psalms, that we best remember that there needs to be a firm hatred entrenched in us of trusting in and those who trust in worthless idols, lest we go down that same route. The last two verses then of the Psalm are an encouragement to me as well, both in the negative and the positive sense. It says, "Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." There's two points here really for us, that we must love and love the Lord fully, and that we must be strong and take courage. But we also have to remember that God will preserve the faithful and he will repay the one who acts in pride. Pride is really the opposite sense of what David is talking about in verse 5 and verse 15. That we take pride when we take our own spirit and our own sense of identity into our own hand, and our own sense of time and what we have here on the earth that we have no control over, and act like we can do whatever we want, be whatever we want, function in any way we want. God has given us our soul, he has given us our time, and we must rely fully on him if we are to remain faithful and to remain in the way he would have us live. So love one another and be strong then, and trust in the Lord and not worthless idols. Thank you for joining us on this episode, and I pray that God may establish you like a firm tree by streams of righteousness and peace. Thank you for listening. Find us online under the Firmly Planted Tree, where we can further continue our discussion. And please consider sharing this podcast and leaving a review. And may the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
A joyful noise to make. Oh, come with thanks, his presence too. With joyful song.